Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. People, this is my pre-market report, and we are on the eve of this monster storm here. You know, we're going to talk more about natural disasters in just a little bit, and who actually pays for this. Where does the cash come from? I'm going to give you one freaking guess, man. You all know what I'm about to tell you, but you're not allowed to know any of this stuff. But I'm going to tell you anyway. That's kind of my job. It's what I do. Anyway, people, look, so right now, again, on the eve of this thing, and it's starting to hit us here. I'm in Bradenton, right in the path of this thing, as you all know. Okay, I will attempt at least to put out a video later for all of you in the live stream. If I lose power, obviously I won't be able to do it. They're expecting widespread power outages. But this is already looking pretty ominous as of right now, and it's only 8:30 in the morning here on the west coast of Florida. Anyway, people, look, Wayne, we got to talk. So right now, there's nothing going on with regard to this market. We did get some economic news that we're going to talk about. But right now, stock futures are essentially flat. Everything is essentially flat. What do you and I look at all the time? We're not focused on the freaking stock market like everybody else is. Okay, we're looking at the driver here. The main driver of this market, the debt market. Okay, and that's right now. And it's kind of stable. What we've been seeing lately, even with the sell-off here in the debt market, we've had a pretty profound sell-off here in the debt market. We watched the 10-year yield now above 4%. Nothing, nothing, nothing to worry about, people. You have no idea how much I love all of you. It's the truth. And I hear from you guys and girls every day, hey, Greg, are you looking at this? Are you looking at that? Of course I am. I look at this stuff constantly. I think about it constantly. The sell-off here in the debt market is rebalancing. It's rebalancing. Meaning, again, it's very simple to understand. Institutional investors in debt here, not the Fed. The Fed's the main buyer of debt. You all know that. But there are institutions that buy debt. They're selling it right now because they're getting ready to put that cash to work in the stock market. Why? Artificially suppressed rates. Currency devaluation, the European Central Bank, we're going to talk about them in a second. They, the ECB and the Federal Reserve, again, have a grand plan. They are moving in lockstep to keep rates artificially suppressed, devalue the currency. We talked about where this is leading to. Again, you know, look, some of you don't seem to understand the gravity of the situation here. With regard to what's happening to currencies right now around the world by their issuing central bank being destroyed. Okay. There is a thirst, maybe that's the word I'm looking for power, for dominance of this entire world. And right now the United States and Europe are on the absolute losing ends of this. You got the BRICS nations, we discussed this at length yesterday. There are 10 right now, over 30 more countries looking to join that alliance here. What is it all about? It's about global dominance. They've already succeeded, or should I say, the Federal Reserve in this case and the European Central Bank have succeeded in destroying us all, and we haven't seen anything yet. You must be ready. How do I say this to you guys and girls another way? I don't know how to say it, but I'm just going to throw this out here. You must be ready for a worst case scenario. For those of you that live in the United States, you have no idea how dramatically your standard of living is going to drop. If you think it's bad now by any stretch of the imagination, as the US dollar is shunned around the world, and that's what we've been seeing this for, look man, this is no secret. Nations not wanting to use the dollar. In any way, shape, or form. They don't want American products. Oh, we got to talk about that too. We just found out about the budget deficit and trade deficits. Oh, we got to talk and about propaganda as well, because you're going to laugh at what I'm going to show you. Look, man. As the world de-dollarizes, your way of life, our way of life here in the United States is going to change dramatically. I can't underscore that more. And moreover, what you have to understand is, again, it's a very simple mechanism. The United States still having the world reserve, and now that it's going away, All these extra bills that have been created out of nothing. Again, the last three presidents here, Obama, Trump, and Biden, have more than double the debt. Take every president before them, going back to George Washington. Those, they have helped the Fed. They don't have a printing press. I get it. They don't have the ability to create inflation here, but they can work with the Fed to allow the Fed to fulfill their end game, their goal. You all know that here. Right now, we got Kamala. We got Trump. They're not working for you, okay? They're selling you the Fed's plan. We need lower rates. We promise you lower rates, of course, a weaker currency. They're selling you the same story, man. They're helping the Fed, not you. And they're destroying the dollar, artificially suppressing rates here. The economy is in free fall with no recovery at all. You know that. What's the solution? The polar opposite of what Kamala is selling you. The polar opposite of what Trump is selling you. That's the Fed's plan, to inflate. They won't tell you that. They're not going to tell you that. No one's going to tell you that. No one's going to point their finger at the Fed. They're going to be more blame. It's a joke. And the joke, they think, is on you and me. But it's not. Okay, because we understand the dynamics in play here. But anyway, all of these extra bills, man, they're already starting to make their way back here to the United States. A phenomenon that I discussed this like 10 years ago was going to happen. And here we are. Now we're seeing the money velocity pick up. How can that happen when we have an economy in free fall? Well, it certainly isn't because of a booming economy. We're seeing this because all these bills are now starting to make their way back here. And I can't even, look, man, what the Fed's doing right now and what's being called for by Kamala and Trump is going to assure our destruction here. Again, the Fed can't just keep rates low. And we already understand what they're doing here. They've laid out their case for this year, the rest of next year. Currency devaluation, man, and the ballooning of the money supply via this mechanism, because the Fed just has to create cash out of thin air, edge it digits to a screen and buy it all, that's going to come back to us as well. But you can't know this. No one can tell you the truth. It's unbelievable. This, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's just too, first of all, it's too obvious. Second of all, it's so destructive to us. And we're being sold, we're going to make America great again. I didn't even know up until yesterday what Kamala's slogan is. They each have a catchphrase, you know, make America great again. Catchphrase ain't happening. With regard to build back better, I didn't even know that was their slogan. All right, ain't happening either. Both of these are destroying us all. Working with the Fed as closely as they can. Promising you lower rates and you're just done. We need the polar opposite. Imagine, as I said yesterday, I've been telling you for a while, if we had one leader to say, hold on a minute, man, we already have historically low rates. We don't need lower rates than we have. We certainly do not need a weaker currency. It's interesting how they don't tell you that, though. Neither Kamala nor Trump, even though they're both promising you lower rates, which is what the Fed wants. I mean, the Fed is orgasmic over this. What have I been telling you? They need an ally in the White House to help them fulfill their goal, and they're going to get one. Whoever's selected, traitor, should be tattooed across their forehead, and then they should be taken out and hanged. That's my take on it, okay? They are a traitor against you, me, this nation, and everything we stand for. You may not think so because you've been brainwashed, but that's okay. You're going to snap out of it at one point because this isn't going to stop. No matter who is selected, it ain't going to stop, and that's what you need to prepare for a worst-case scenario. Sound about right to you? Because if it doesn't, you're absolutely lost. That's where we're going, with the entire world economy contracting at its fastest pace ever on record. You're not allowed to know that. Meanwhile, what are central banks doing? They're inflating to fulfill their goal to be the lenders and buyers of last resort. You know what? Let's talk about that. So here's some of the news we got this morning. You're going to love this. And this is not going to surprise you. What have you and I discussed, I don't know, for 10 years, that debts and deficits when it continue to balloon? All right. So now we found out that the federal deficit hit $1.8 trillion for 2024. The Congressional Budget Office, the CBO. There is no budget. You all know that. So, you know, I just wrote down a couple of things. So you know what I do. When I read a headline, the first couple of things that come into my mind, I write down. So I wrote, who pays? Who pays for this? Now, we cannot continue, no nation, no individual can continue to run debts and deficits without having to find a mechanism to fill the gap. How does that happen? Let's just think for a moment. Let's put on our thinking caps. If we continue to run historic debts and deficits, okay, How do we fill the gaps? Well, of course, there is one entity out here, one that is willing to lend any amount they just created out of nothing. Of course, that cash has to be borrowed. When you see a headline like this, you should automatically think, well, where does that cash come from? It has to be borrowed into existence. And I'm not even going to, well, you know who it is, who supplies it, these gaps, who makes up the difference here? And it makes them stronger. You can't make it up. Now, I want to show you something that you're going to find very interesting. Oh, you know what? Actually, we do this first. Bloomberg, U.S. goods and services trade gaps narrows to the smallest in 5 months. They want you to think this is real, number one, which is not. Number two, this is being floated out as propaganda, quite obviously, to make Kamala look good. Again, it's a disaster area. Now look, they think you're too stupid to look something like this up. This is a chart that I'm going to show you from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, U.S. Census Bureau. U.S. trade deficit. What do you notice here? Let's go over this. Oh, you mean, first of all, what's this bump? This is COVID. This was COVID when they shut down the economy. Okay. We're not going anywhere but higher. And I mean much higher from here. Debts and deficits. This is propaganda. And it's fake. Again, factory activity in here in the United States, manufacturing is in contraction. It has been so for quite a while. It's going away. And then all the calls for, oh, we're bringing back manufacturing here to the United States. Well, factory orders are non-existent as it is. So let's bring all the factories back here and see how that works out. You're being lied to. The jobs that have been lost are gone. They're not coming back anywhere. Anywhere. Okay, you're being disenfranchised, and what are people doing? They're hoping that this one's going to save them with the red hat on. And they're hoping that this one's going to save her. She has no plan. Neither one of them has a plan at all. We covered this yesterday. There is no plan to change nothing. It's going to remain the way it is, but they're going to tell you there's a plan. And they're the person to fix it, either one. That's how they sell themselves to you. And people, the mental slaves that they are, they buy it all. They get fist fed, shoved down their throat, garbage, propaganda, nonsense, deception, deceit, and they believe it. I mean, people are so easy to manipulate. The older I get, the more shocked I get at how stupid people actually are. It's unbelievable. It really, really is how easy they are to be lied to. I mean, the data's right in your face here. And it's not changing. So when you see a headline like that, realize you're being lied to. It's propaganda. Anyway, look, man. So let me just say this. Look, you already know this if you follow this blog. There is no way, zero, out of every person on this world being hit with a worst case scenario. Forget about the storm here. Apparently, this is the worst storm we've had here in Florida in over 100 years, 102 years, whatever it might be. Yeah, this is probably a worst case scenario too. This unnatural disaster that, you know, it's interesting. Anyway, I'm not even going to go there right now. But look, just be ready for whatever they're going to throw at us. Things that you can't even think about to allow the mechanism to remain fueled. Again, natural disasters. Okay, let's talk about this. Where does the cash come from for this? You know, FEMA has an let's talk about FEMA real quick, all right? FEMA has an operating budget. You probably all know what I'm about to say, but let's just cover it real quick, all right? Every year, our loving, caring representatives, they allocate X amount of funds. Where do those funds come from? We don't have it. Yes, they're borrowed from the Fed. FEMA has an operating budget, okay? If they run, oh, what happens? In fact, it just did happen. What happens when they run out of funds? Because again, they're going to throw more of this stuff at us and they're going to chalk it up to this and chalk it up to that. If you think we're done, we're not done. Anyway, let's just get back on track. So FEMA has an operating budget that is granted to them by our loving, caring representatives in Congress. They just love us so much. Congress. Yeah. Anyway. Once those funds are depleted, well, what happens? Oh, Congress has to... They have to vote on giving it more funds for natural disasters. Absolutely, it's unlimited. Where did those cash? Where does that cash come from? Is it stashed somewhere? Do they have a whole room full of dollar bills or $100 bills? No, they're gonna go right to the Fed. Hey, listen, Powell, dude, We're out of money again. We're broke. Ha, 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 ha. You mean you need more? Don't worry about it. What do you need? Air dishes, two screens. What's it all about? You understand that? Do you guys and girls really are starting to pick up on it, man? I hope so. I really, really do. Yeah, it's too much. You can't make this stuff up if you try to. It's too much. I don't know another way to put it. Anyway, look, man, I hope we've covered a bunch of things that's important to people. Just, look, man, have the high ground always, okay? We got to get out of their system. Their system is destroying us, and we have nobody here, not a red hat or whatever this other one is over here. Build back better. These slogans are laughable. Make America great again. Because it worked out really good last time. And just look, man. This is all leading up to an inevitable end, and you all know that. We're not building back anything better, and neither one of these things has a plan to do nothing. All right? They're just selling you the same things that they've been selling you since forever here. Covered it yesterday. Trump's plan in 2015 with mass export to get rid of all the illegals here. Well, we're still waiting. Didn't happen during his tenure. He said he was going to get rid of all of them before he built the wall, which Mexico was supposed to pay for. It. That didn't happen either. Imagine being lied to by a politician. And this other one, whatever. Look, again, Kamala's plan is to keep throwing cash at things. Cash that we don't have. Oh, let's throw hundreds of billions over here, and she has no plans at all. And yet there's Trump. He's selling you the same stories as last time. There's no plan either one of them. You understand that, right? And they think you're too dumb to know that they're selling you the same things that they've been selling you. And they have, it has no chance of happening. This is just a destruction on a grand scale. But again, we're too smart for that. So we are taking action ourselves. We understand the system. We know who our enemies are. We know who the puppets are. So we laugh when we hear whatever comes out of their freaking mouths. Unbelievable. I don't care what kind of slogan they want to sell you, and people are buying it. Oh, yes, it's such a great slogan. It's a catchphrase. I tell you, man, if we don't start to take action, and I know all of you who follow this blog have certainly taken action, and we're going to continue to do so. There are solutions to these problems, but it's the polar opposite of what we are being sold. The Federal Reserve's plan to artificially suppress rates here. As a matter of fact, let's talk about this. The European Central Bank, you know, again, they're in lockstep with the Fed to destroy us all. This is a war against you and me. But no one's going to tell you that. No one wearing a red hat. No one wearing no hat. They got no plan. Their plan is to help the Fed sell their plan to you. And that is leading to our literal demise. And I want you to think about these things, people. I really want you to. And snap out of it. Hopefully today's the wake-up call for some of you who just still don't get it. And I know it's fear. Fear keeps you locked into a state of mind where you're unable to do anything. And you must look for an outside source to help you. You are the only one who's going to help yourself. Here, this family that we've built. This worldwide family that we've built, we got each other's backs, always. You know who your friends are? They're the people that belong to this blog. Everywhere in the world, there are like-minded people here. Take advantage of that, because we, my beautiful friends, are going to need each other like you have no idea moving forward. They're destroying us all, and there ain't no plan. Nobody's plan is going to change it all, anything whatsoever. I mean, honestly, does it make sense to you? I really hope it does. This guy loves you from the heart. I mean that with all I got. And we will reconvene. At least I hope so. If you do not see me later, because this is getting pretty vicious right now, and we're not even close to this thing really hitting us yet, that means my power's out. And I will not be able to do a video later. I hope to be here for all of you. It's going to be interesting, all right? If I don't see you later, all right, I'll see you when the power comes back on. Could potentially be out for days is what they're telling us here, okay? I don't know if that's going to happen or not. And people, look, man, I'm going to leave you off with this. If you believe in a higher power, as I do, my entire life revolves around the Almighty. That's the truth. Everything I say, every action I take, that's it, man. That's the core of my life. And if you believe in a higher power, you need to pray. You need to pray for those, because some people who are here now are not going to be here tomorrow, the next day. And I want you to think about that. We here in Florida really need your prayers, all right? Because prayers work, and we know that, don't we? All right? I love you from the heart, people. I'll see you all later. Until we meet again, whenever that may be, all right? Take care of yourselves and each other.